Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki. Isn't there a saying that goes, there are two things inevitable in life, death and taxes? I suppose that's true, and it's usually on people's minds these days, because of inflation and because of the income tax deadline. All of those things put money on our minds and taxes. But don't put off doing the unpleasant thing of doing your taxes until the last minute. You know, the saying also says that death is inevitable, and that's another unpleasant thing that we put off planning for or even thinking about. Yet, as Christians, we don't believe death is the end, but a new beginning. We believe that since Jesus rose from the dead, we too will rise to a new and glorious life. And even now, we have a special diet that assures us of this resurrected life. It's not some cereal known as the Breakfast of Champions. It's not from a diet book called Eat to Win. Our food comes from the real champion who won the battle against death, not an athletic champion who won a race. Our food is called the Bread of Life, and Jesus gives us this food in the Holy Eucharist. In today's Gospel, we hear that two of Jesus' disciples did not recognize him after the resurrection until he broke bread with them. We break bread with Jesus at every Mass, and we recognize him present in the Holy Eucharist. Jesus isn't dead and gone, but alive and present, and he gives himself to you in Holy Communion. You may put off doing your taxes or thinking about death, but don't ever put off receiving the bread of life.